everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
You can save $500 on the exciting Hustler Raptor flip-up mower with the quick flip technology. Push a button and the deck raises for cleaning, blade changing, and it stores in less space. Hustler with the industry's unmatched warranties. You'll be proud to say, I own a Hustler, and you can save $500 on your new Raptor flip-up. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com and save $500 on your new Hustler Raptor flip-up mower. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Wheat farmers, saddle up with a new OSU wheat variety that offers great results at the finish line. Introducing Spirit Rider, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Spirit Rider rides on in the legacy of popular OSU variety OK Bullet. Spirit Rider is a new hard-bred winter wheat variety that combines straw strength with high yield potential. And commercial millers and bakers consider this variety a thoroughbred for quality. Take the field with Spirit Rider wheat. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more.
All right, welcome back. Cattle futures remain sharply lower today with triple-digit losses quickly developing. This lack of support in the complex added to the market pressure, while hog markets were lightly traded with narrow moves limiting activity and keeping volume light. Corn prices, meanwhile, were higher in light trade today. July corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were lower in light trade. The Dow Jones is 21 points lower. NASDAQ down 51 points. In live cattle, sharp losses were seen throughout trade with triple-digit losses seen in all live cattle markets. Even though live cattle futures posted losses of $2 to $2.70 per hundredweight losses, the expanded trading limits available due to Monday's gains created even wider market swings before the end of the session. There continue to be some significant market shifts available in the complex, which could potentially shift the tone of the market throughout the end of the week. Cash markets remain generally quiet today, with a few bids trickling into Iowa at $119 live basis. In feeder cattle, sharp losses continued to develop throughout the feeder cattle markets, which limited overall support throughout the entire market. With expanded trading limits during the session, traders remained concerned that traders will have the opportunity to extend losses beyond the $4.50 per hundredweight gains seen Monday and create even more bearish selling pressure as the week continues. Grain futures were higher today, getting a lift from a slip in crop ratings and forecast for warmer weather in July. Meanwhile, corn prices posted modest gains as December futures tried to move back into the old June channel broken last week. Buying remained limited by large old crop supplies expected in Friday's June 1st stocks estimates. Soybeans saw steady buying overnight and lifted futures to session highs as the morning break approached. And finally, wheat prices were higher, getting a lift from more buying in spring wheat, though Minneapolis futures remained off of Monday's highs. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.